This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I pointed out in closing that we are to make an honest judgment of how God has gifted us, and then in humility give Him the glory. I found in my own life as a young Christian, I didn't think I had any gifts. There were two reasons for my blindness. First, I knew nothing of what the Bible said about spiritual gifts. Second, I didn't exercise faith in acknowledging what God had given. Both of these reasons can be corrected by the prayerful reading and study of God's Word, the Bible. The Bible speaks of spiritual gifts here in Romans 12, in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, and in 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11. When you study and read the Bible, your faith will increase. You will see how God gave gifts to others. You will see how God used individuals whom He gifted to accomplish great things for His glory and the benefit of others. Gradually, God will kindle within your heart the confidence that He can use you too. That's what Paul means when he writes in Romans 12:3, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Faith stimulates your confidence to recognize and exercise the gift or gifts God has given. Paul's caution in verse 3 is understandable. When you believe God to use you, an impact will be made in the lives of others. When that happens, initially there is generally joy and gratitude on the part of both the one using his gift and the one benefiting from it. The danger comes when you begin to think more highly of yourself and your gifts than you should. In humility, always give God the glory. If you'd like to review these programs, you can go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.